Hi all, Fleur here. I feel incredibly privileged that Max asked me to speak on the subject of Does God Heal Today? So I've prepared some notes and I'm mostly going to read from those and I hope you find it beneficial and I hope God speaks to you during this time. So I'm going to start by saying something quite bold. The whole of Jesus's ministry is based on healing. About healing our sinful nature and reconciling us to God. So, does God heal today? Such a big question with such an obvious answer. Yes. We are all here by God's mercy. We have all been healed. Praise the Lord. God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. God heals you and God heals me. But you may feel shortchanged with such a succinct response. So I'm going to look at three types of healing, from the miraculous to the everyday, and conclude that God is in all our victories, and perhaps, most importantly, in the journey of our overcoming. So the first is healing of hearts, the second is healing of minds, and the third is healing of bodies. Healing of hearts. This healing is amazing and so subtle. In this category, I'm going to throw in healing of relationships, of reconciliation between friends and from sinful passions. Has any one of you had a change of heart? Has anyone had a mirror shown at them which caused them to make a change? Has anyone been led to come to their brother and bridge that gap? Has anyone felt the Holy Spirit prompt them to apologise? Do you think your change of heart has been a result of someone else's prayers? Of their prayers for healing for you? Of their prayers of healing for a situation they are in? Of an injustice they are experiencing? Let's not be arrogant and ignore that maybe we might be part of the problem. God heals hearts. God heals our hearts. The second is healing of minds. This healing gives me images of darkness, of dark attitudes, of fear, of corruption, of worry, of misplaced trust. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that's from John 1:5. This lockdown has been hard for me. I'm now looking after three children full time with nowhere to take them and not much to do. It has been a struggle. I've been sick of people saying what a precious gift this is. But then God sent me this passage. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that's John 15:13. My life is not my own. I have laid down my life to serve Christ. I don't serve him the way I want to. I serve him the way he has called me. God is working to change my attitude. I pray that God heals my attitude every day. And it is every day. My mind chases self-preservation and my mind justifies my actions. My mind compares my actions against others. My mind is a pit of darkness to fester, but the darkness will not overcome the light. Jesus is my Redeemer. He is the one who sees my shame and calls it out. He heals my mind. Okay, and coming to the third, healing of bodies. Is this the one you've all been waiting for? Is this your idea of healing, of the lame walking and the blind seeing? Healing of the body is a miraculous sign and wonder, but it isn't any different from the miraculous God we speak to and serve every day. I feel like people are able to accept the notion of God, but healing seems to be a step too far. Is that like you? Why? Perhaps by being narrow-minded to bodily healing, we are limiting the invitations God has to heal. Or perhaps we have prayed for healing for ourselves or for others and have been left sorely disappointed. Have you experienced any healing? Is there past bodily healing in your life that you need to acknowledge and be thankful for? I use the analogy of wearing glasses. I take my glasses for granted. I wear contact lenses. But without them, I'd be totally stuck. That is a form of bodily healing. I have been given that gift of sight. I think we often forget to be thankful of healing we don't recognise as actual healing. Are we focused on what we haven't got rather than what we have? But don't worry that you think I might cop out on bodily healing. I have seen and been part of miraculous healing. At New Wine last year, we all attended the preaching sessions by Jordan Seng. I have his book on supernatural ministries. It's amazing. I will show a picture of it at the end. I remember thinking, wow, not only does God do so much for me, he also offers to heal me of actual ailments. This seems like such a bonus for being a Christian. Our God loves us so much that he will heal us of our pain. How amazing and how totally undeserved. Jordan Seng offered opportunities for healing ministry at the end of every talk. Vicky Spencer and I prayed for a lady who was a carer for her wheelchair-bound husband. Her name was Dina. Vicky is so wonderfully outgoing in these situations. She had signed up to be a prayer ambassador with Nikki Neville. And because they were a bit short, they asked church leaders to come forward. Prompted by God and John, I proudly stepped forward to pray. Dina began to explain why she'd asked for prayer. She had experienced great pain in her leg and she was so worried that this might prevent her from caring for her husband. Vicky and I started praying. Quite soon after we began, I got an image of red fire, orange and yellow, all encompassing a bone and muscle. I then felt an overwhelming urge to place my forehead on Dina's leg, which I did. I went off carrying on with my day, and Vicky stayed with Dina and went to meet Dina's husband. We had been told by Jordan Seng to expect healing, to treat healing as an obvious ministry, to be prepared to be healed, to humble ourselves through fasting, to lay hands, to be healers, to be God's vessels. How much do we do that in our own lives, in our own church? At the beginning of the year, I heard some devastating news about a friend of a friend. I passionately prayed for his healing. I wanted to visit him and I wanted to pray personally with him for healing. I wanted to touch him. But what kind of crazy person does that? Says, I'd like to heal you of this devastating condition. But it's not me that's healing. And what a wonderful opportunity to further see God's power. I think one of the things holding me back is what happens when that healing doesn't happen. How do I explain that I have so passionately prayed for something and it's not come about? I think that takes a confidence of faith. To pray as the Holy Spirit would prompt you to pray. And also to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you understanding of a situation. A situation that actually you may not see the whole part of. I will ask God to present me with an opportunity to pray for his healing, my friend of a friend. And I will ask God for boldness to act upon these opportunities. And Dina, she was relieved of pain in her legs. Amen. Praise the Lord. In summary, healing is every day. It's the miraculous. And it's also the still small voice. It's heart, it's mind, it's body. It's Jesus's ministry and it is to be asked for. Perhaps we can be bold together this morning and hold a virtual healing ministry. I have no idea how this will work, but let's put our needs before the Lord this morning. Let's ask him for healing. Let's ask for healing for behaviours that cause us shame. Let's ask for healing from pain that limits our lives. And let's ask for healing for our own control so that we may trust in him forever. We'll read something from Psalm 5, 3. And then perhaps we can share a time together of quietness and think about those questions and think about the words of this psalm. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly.